evening, everybody. We have a great show for you tonight. With us in the studio, we have two experts in energy. Dr. Oliver, you are a professor in nuclear energy and the president of the association The Thorium Code. And Mr. Yuri Nuri, you are the author of The Efficient Society, very interesting book. Good evening, gentlemen.
Good evening.
Good evening, people.
So tonight, we are going to talk about the substitution of nuclear energy. Nuclear energy is facing its strongest opposition ever. The recent nuclear incident in Japan, without mentioning the Chernobyl disaster in 1986, are not doing good any good to its picture. The current situation is not satisfying, and the majority of people are having a kind of fear towards nuclear industry. Let's now try to project ourselves in the future, thanks to our prestigious scientists in the studio today. But first, we have prepared a report for you to know more about people's opinions, from normal people on the streets to government officials. Enjoy.
You know what uranium is, right? It's a thing called nuclear weapons and other things, like lots of things are done with uranium, including some bad things.
I think people's health and the environment and people's livelihood are being put at risk just so a minority can generate huge profit for themselves.
Well, we're talking about a minority, but a lot, you know, 70% of the rest of the world is still living in the dark. You know, they don't have lights and stuff.
Sure.
And nuclear power could actually solve that problem.
No, I mean, nuclear power is dangerous, full stop.
If you could go nuts.
If everything goes perfectly.
Absolutely.
How often does everything go perfectly?
In nuclear? Well, you know, if you ignore... No, come on. If you ignore 1979 and 1986 and 2011, come on, we've had a good century. Okay. No, seriously, I mean, in terms of raw figures, you know, coal mining, natural gas, more people die. I mean, it wasn't far from here, a natural gas, you know, pipe blew up and incinerated people. And so, you know, it's important to keep in perspective that nuclear energy in terms of a overall safety record is better than other energy. Okay,
Now that you know what people are thinking about the subject, some of them are having a kind of fear towards nuclear energy. We are going to talk now about the serious issues of the nuclear energy. It's tricky. When you think about it, it's the cleanest energy ever. It just emits water vapor into the atmosphere, and paradoxically, it's also the most polluting energy in case of disasters. The impacts are so important, so damaging, that even some governments gave up using nuclear energy, like Germany. But what are the alternatives? Renewable energy seems to be efficient and the futuristic solution. What are your opinion about this, Mr. Yuri?
I think it's true, and we have a great example about this. The French administrative region, Champagne-Ardennes. In 2030, they had 60 wind farms, which is about 600 wind miles. And it produced 1,200 megawatts. And by 2020, they are planning to produce 2,800 megawatts. And as far as we know, we can build 10 wind turbines per kilometer square. And the French nuclear power plant produce 63,000 megawatts. If you want the equivalent in wind turbine, we need 2,100 square kilometers, which is less than 1% of the French territory. And if we talk about money, we know that for 1 megawatt, a wind turbine can cost 1 million euros. So to replace the production of a nuclear power plant, we'll spend 63 billion euros for wind turbines. And there is also another thing we know. It's that the price to dismantle the old power plant is estimated to €75 billion.
Wow.
Yes.
A very
big
number.
That's a lot.
Yes.
And if you want to modernize the current nuclear power plant, it will cost us $75 billion, and we can't even imagine how much the new power plant will cost.
Oh, Mr. Yuri, I hear you. But wind farms has also some drawbacks. They are at least 100,000 birds killed each year by wind turbines. Even President Trump said it in one of his rallies. Wind farms kill all the birds.
Yes, when the blade hits the bird, it commonly gets killed. But I think we have a solution against that. We just have to put ultrasonic repellent, and bird will get repelled when they get too near to the wind turbines. Thus, they won't get killed.
Well, you just gave us a technical solution to a technical problem. That's the advantage of asking a professional. And speaking of professionals, Dr. Nathan is with us today to explain another solution for the nuclear problem. Nathan will explain us the solution. But first, why not the renewable energy?
And our current nuclear plants are aging. For the moment, we are trying some alternative energies like helium, geothermal, small thermal insulation, photovoltaic. Each region of the world having its specific solution, but globally, it's ineffective.
Ah, ineffective, why? Can you give us an example?
Totally. I'm sorry, but helium isn't a viable alternative. Our machines that build them on the material used depends on oil. What's more, it has never caused the reduction of the use of fossil energies. At most, it limits its increase.
Well, we understood that you are not satisfied with the renewable energy as a solution. Can you explain what you consider as an alternative to nuclear energy?
Yeah, totally. Nuclear energy is way more efficient than green energy. So I'm here to present a different way to produce nuclear energy, the use of thorium instead of uranium. It works with another type of reactor. Instead of a pressured water reactor, we use molten salt reactor. Thorium is dissolved in the molten salt, which compared to water is a coolant requiring lower pressure. Since it can reach higher temperature without boiling.
So to summarize what I understood, there is another unused reactor that are less dangerous than the conventional ones, but because they use thorium instead of uranium?
Yes, totally.
Can you give us more information about this molten salt reactor?
Yes, of course. It's cleaner. It produces less radioactive waste. Indeed, for the same quantity of energy produced, there are 80% less waste in terms of volume. And the waste produced are less radioactive and ways of use versus millions.
Oh, indeed. They are cleaner than the older reactors.
Yes, and also, as we said before, MSR are safer. By MSR, I mean a molten salt reactor. The proof of the fact that is safer is that when there is a leak in a water pressure reactor, the products that leaked contamine the area, and the contamination will spread on. with MSR when the products which are liquid meet ambient air, it solidifies. Moreover, at the bottom of the reactor, there is a plug that is constantly frozen by fans, which means that in case of an electric breakdown, the plug will immediately melt, clearing out the reactor, as the molten salt will flow into underground tanks.
Oh, okay. That's good, theoretically. But how can we get the juice? Thorium. Is it like oil available in large quantities in just some countries? And if yes, which countries?
Yes, I can introduce you to monazite, which is the most important commercial source of thorium because it occurs in large deposits worldwide, principally in India, South Africa, Brazil, Australia, and also Malaysia.
Yes, but what about France?
France has currently 1,000 tons of thorium, with only few mining activities for public works.
Oh, that's an enormously unexploited potential. But why we don't use thorium?
Huh, yes. Chances to launch tests with Amazon are denied by the nuclear lobbies, such as...
Oh, I'm so sorry. Dr. Oliver, we run out of time. We had to stop you. And we will continue discussing the subject after the commercial break on our last segment. Stick around.
This show was sponsored by Levo Company, the number one vocabulary supplier in Britain.
We reached the end of our show. And to summarize, nuclear energy problem has several solutions. We saw with Mr. Yuri the renewable solution. And then we saw with Mr. Dr. Oliver the molten salt reactor solution. I don't know which one do you prefer. It all depends on political choices. So thanks everybody and have a good night.